This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. We teach what the Bible tells us are the best ways to handle money. Remember, God owns everything, and we are stewards of the talents, the wealth that He's given us. We have a small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. We use these biblical principles to show you how to eliminate the debt that you have accumulated, no matter how small or large the debt may be. And today we're going to be discussing credit scores, the importance of really taking a look at your credit scores and your credit report on a consistent basis and how it relates to real life. Leading our discussion are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, John and Evelyn Bean. And John, earlier this week as we were planning today's show, you shared information about a recent article that you came across.
I was reading an article the other day about credit scores, and the article contained all the normal information about credit scores, but it had one piece of information, Evelyn, that I don't really think that I'd ever seen before.
So with all these reading you do on the internet, you never saw this before?
No.
What was it about?
Well, it showed a chart that referenced credit scores against the interest rates that they would be charged based on your credit score for a new or a used car loan.
Okay.
Your score is excellent and you were buying a new car, you'd get a really low rate. But if your score was really ugly, you would get a really high rate.
So
I knew that was the case, but what I didn't understand is how much the change is.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What's a really good rate and a really bad rate? What's the difference?
Current rates, if you have an excellent credit score, period, credit score, okay, is 781 to 850, that's your credit score, you could get a new car loan for about 2.6%.
Okay, now we don't recommend people buy new cars, we recommend people buy used cars. So what's the used car rate?
Well, the used car rate with the same credit rating is 3.4%.
Okay, so that's like 2-3% for good rating. What's a bad rating? What's the interest rate on that?
Well, if you have the absolute worst credit score, like 500 and below, the new car, and you probably couldn't get a loan, to be perfectly honest, is 13. The new car loan would be 13.53%.
That's 11% more.
Yes, 10.93%. And a used car rate would be 18.98.
Good grief, that's more than 15%
more. That's 16.38% more.
Good grief.
So I didn't realize that there was such a vast spread based on your credit score. So what I want to talk about today is just how that works out and why you should be concerned about your credit score, why you should be concerned about your credit report, what's the difference between the two, and, you know, just how does all this apply to real life? If an average new car costs $33,500, and that's, I looked it up on the internet, that's about the average price for a new car. And let's just assume that because you're getting a loan, you don't have a lot of money, so you're going to put $1,000 down, and you obtained a loan for 60 months. That's 5 years, okay? And the average loan, are you ready for this? We haven't had a loan for a while, okay? I'm sorry, but the average loan is 68 months. If you did that, actually, the calculations are based on you putting down $3,500, not $1,000, to make it more realistic. Interest rate of 2.6, your monthly payment would be $475 a month in round numbers.
And that's the lowest payment at the best interest rate.
Yes. That $30,000 that you borrowed would turn out to be $32,300. After 68 months, okay? If you did it, not even at the absolute worst, but just the next to worst, one that you could probably get a new car loan for, your rate would be 10.65, your payment would be $590 a month, and you would pay just a little bit over $40,000. That's an $8,000 difference.
So if you have bad credit rating it gets worse because you're getting charged a high interest rate, which means you're wasting a lot of money on interest payments.
Yes.
And I don't think most people think about how much money they waste on interest payments.
The price of the car increases by 26% between the lowest interest rate and, you know, somebody who's got a rate that's considered to be poor.
When you say the price of the car, you mean the payments in total?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
Isn't it, though? Now, here's another one. Let's look at this. Used cars. If the loan amount, the average used car price today is around $19,000, $20,000. So I calculated the loan for 68 months at $18,000, because you got to put a little bit down, at an interest rate of 3.4%. The total cost for that car is going to be $19,800. So it's costing you $1,800 in interest payments over the 68 months. If you've got a credit score of between 500 and 600, you're going to pay 15.72% interest. Your payment is going to jump up to $401. And you're going to pay $27,300.
So there again, that's like $8,000 more that you're going to pay over the life of the loan.
Exactly. But as taken as a percentage of the car, you're spending 42% of the first cost of that car in interest payments.
Wow, that's huge.
Isn't that huge?
It really is. And when you think about it, on the used car, you're talking a car by the time you pay it off will be 8 to 10 years old, and all the maintenance you're going to have done on it.
Yeah, on a used car, because it's probably going to be 3 years old when you buy it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 68 months, that's almost 7 years. So that's just astronomical. So the important thing here is that you've got to pay attention to your credit score. But those interest rates... There's two verses about the interest rates that I love. In the first one, Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave of the lender. If you're spending 42% of the first cost of the car in interest rates,
you're a slave.
You're a slave. Trust me. And here's one from Sirach. It's also a great one. A man may buy much for little, but pay for it seven times over.
So that should read, a man may buy much for little, but pay for it 42% more, right? That's the updated version.
If you wanted to be precise.
So does that only apply to car loans, or does the interest rate when your credit score is bad affect other things?
It applies to rent and mortgages. It applies to credit cards, furniture loans, your utilities. You know, if you go to get water or electric or cable, they're going to charge you more for the deposit, the down payment.
So it's not the utility bill, it's the deposit.
Yes, okay. Yes. Your job application, if you got a crummy credit score, you might not get a job offer. Because you don't look like you're capable of handling your finances. And if you can't handle your finances, what else can't you handle? So pretty much any transaction that you want to enter into is going to be ruled, or at least affected, by your credit score. It's important to keep that credit score as high as possible. And we've seen the reasons why.
And the credit score is only part of it. The other part is your credit report, correct?
No, that's not correct. Your credit score is actually a reflection of everything that's on your credit report. The credit score is a three-digit numerical representation of the pages upon pages of data that's contained in your credit report. So what we want you to do, the first thing that you should do, is monitor your credit report on at least a quarterly basis.
Now, which are the three companies that do the credit scoring and credit reporting?
You had to ask me that, didn't you, Evelyn?
Well, I think I know them, but I'm not sure. Equifax?
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
Okay.
Okay. when people look at their credit reports, 79% of all credit reports contain at least one mistake. 79%.
I know, we've looked at ours, and there's street names that we live that are spelled wrong, or it's in the wrong county, or the number's off one digit, or it's drive, not street. Have you ever looked at yours, Steve?
Yeah, we do that on a consistent basis. And I'm always amazed at the credit cards that are considered open yet that we haven't used in
eons.
20 years.
Yeah. You know, 30% of credit reports actually showed accounts that were open that had been closed by the consumer. So you need to get in there and look at them on a regular basis to make sure that they're correct.
So I don't want to jump ahead. You talk about it shows you what's open, what's closed. If you have not used a credit card in 10 years, do you contact the credit card company and say, close it? Does that affect the credit the score?
Yes, it will.
It will.
It will. Because your credit score, part of the score, is determined by the utilization that you have of your total credit. So let's say that, you know, whatever, however many number of cards you've got, you have a $20,000 credit limit. And if you have all your credit maxed out, so your credit limit is $20,000 and you've charged $20,000, you're 100% utilized. That's going to give you a terrible credit score.
Okay, so they look for opportunities. You have X amount of credit cards. What's the max?
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to go out and use it and max it out.
Right.
Got it.
And so the lower your utilization, say instead of if you got $20,000, the amount that you've utilized is only $4,000, then that's going to improve your credit score drastically.
Because the percentage that you've used is much lower.
Yes.
So, but it only applies if you carry a balance, right? I mean, if you're paying it off every month, then it really doesn't matter.
If you pay it off every month, then it shows that it's utilized, and then it drops, and then it shows you. So it shows that you're being very responsible in making sure that your payments are paid all the time. But your credit report contains information, all kinds of information about you as a person, where you've lived, all your aliases, all your credit cards and store cards, your mortgages, your car loans, any other kind of loan you might have had, any open or closed bank accounts or savings accounts or whatnot, any loans, how you paid them, whether they're on time, late, or delinquent. It shows your work history. These are all things that are contained on your credit report.
This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. If you'd like to learn more how we can help you remove the debt that you've accumulated, no matter how small, or if you're saying, gee, my debt is rather large, it doesn't matter the size of the debt. We can help you eliminate that. And if you want to take a look at our small group Bible study that's available for any parish, or if you'd like to do it in your home, simply go to compasscatholic.org, click on books and studies, and take a look at Navigating Your Finances God's Way, and you'll see the 9 topics that are discussed. It's going to get you on the right track to remove the debt that you've accumulated. Well, today we are discussing credit reports, credit scores, and how that relates to real life. John and Evelyn Bean are leading the discussion. They are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries. So John and Evelyn, just to recap, everybody is entitled to one free credit report within a 12-month period. And since there are 3 credit reporting agencies, you can get one from each of those credit bureaus. And also, everyone is not entitled to a free credit score, right?
But there's a lot of credit cards and bank accounts and stuff like that that will actually give you your credit score for free.
Credit Karma is one of the ones we recommend. Mm-hmm. It sends you an email every so often. I haven't determined what the timing is on those, but it sends you a report of your credit score.
At least once a month.
I think it might be, yeah. The 3 credit bureaus were required to give you a copy of your credit report, and you should return any errors back to them and get it corrected.
Yes.
And then if you can get a copy of your score, you should definitely do that, because that'll give you an indication of those interest rates that John was talking about before.
Right, right. That credit score is just a 3-digit number that identifies what your what everything is on your credit report. So it falls into a category. So I think the thing that we want to talk about in this part of the show is how can you improve your credit score?
Quit spending.
Quit spending. Yes, that will help. Pay off your debt. That's another one. You know, those are, that's too easy, okay?
Well, I would think the first thing to do is to just find out what your credit score is so you know how bad it is and what you have to do to improve it.
Well, and not only to find out what your credit score is, but get a hold of your credit report and get any errors fixed, because that might all by itself jump it up by, you know, a bunch of points, depending on what the errors might be. But two-thirds of people haven't checked their credit score in the last year, according to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. That means if you just do it, you're way ahead of the game. And you might even discover that your credit is already good. And maybe you're overpaying on some things because while the people knew, they didn't give you the best rate because you didn't know.
So you couldn't argue for the best rate when you were doing the financing for whatever it was.
Exactly, exactly.
So then once you get your credit score, you review it for errors, right?
Absolutely.
And you need to, I think there's a certain time limit that the credit company has to return a disposition on the errors that you report?
I think they have 45 days.
45 days?
Yeah. Okay. So it's not something that should drag out forever and ever and ever. You should be able to get it accomplished in a reasonable period of time.
And the way you document it is to send them a letter or send them an email, or how do you do that?
I think it depends on the credit card company, but probably you need to put it in writing.
Do you report it to the credit card company or to the credit
reporting
company? To the credit
reporting company. Okay. Yeah, yeah, the three. Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
So if you go on their website, they should have something
they'll
in there
about
how
they'll tell you exactly what you need to do.
How to challenge what they are reporting.
Exactly, exactly.
So what's the third way to get your credit score in better shape?
Well, the obvious one. Pay down your outstanding balances. You know, we talked a little bit before about credit utilization and the ratio of your credit card balance to your credit card max. And lower is better. So if you can pay off, let's say you're going to get back a couple $1,000s on your taxes in a couple months, and you've got several $1,000s of credit card debt or any other kind of debt, it's good to pay that off, pay as much off as possible. Drop that big chunk of change right there on it, and that will automatically improve your credit score.
And then stay diligent about keeping it good, right?
Yes, absolutely. Once you've got it paid off, don't unpay it or charge up a whole bunch and not pay it at the end of the month.
Now, what about if you have something in collections, which means they've turned it over to a collection agency, correct?
That is considered. And the best thing that you can do is to, again, get it paid off and to show it, have it shown closed. Now, sometimes you can negotiate a settlement with a collection agency, and maybe you only have to pay 50 cents on the dollar or 75 cents on the dollar or something like that. But whatever that is, if that is reported as closed, settled, then that will help boost your credit card score.
And then once you do all those things, how do you stay on top of it?
Well, it's a good idea at least to check your score monthly. Find out someplace that you can get your credit score monthly. Keep track of it. And it will change on a monthly basis. We monitor ours, and it'll go up and down by, you know, 4 points or 5 points. I think once in a while it'll go 10 points if we've charged a bunch and the cycle hasn't completed yet on the billing cycle for the credit card company.
So if I'm following the steps that you and Evelyn just lined out, it, like start paying down my debt, yes, I will see each month, every 2 months, that score gradually increase.
As long as you're not recharging.
Right. As long as I don't add more debt. Okay.
Yeah.
I was curious on how fast you can turn around a low score and kind of bring it up gradually. I don't know if it takes a year, 2 years.
It depends on where you are and what you got to do. You know, so everyone is.
If it's really, really bad, it's going to take you a while to dig out.
Yeah.
You're not going to move from 300 to 700.
Yeah.
Even just, if you pay everything off.
Just like you talk about all the time, it doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Just realize that, okay, I'm going to be diligent, pay down my debt. Credit score is not going to jump by 20, 30 points a shot.
Nope. No way.
Yeah. You know, and if your score is either fair or bad or just downright ugly, you know, make sure that the credit cards you're using, first of all, don't have an annual fee. If you've got credit cards that have an annual fee and you've got a bad credit rating, close those credit cards. Try and get one that doesn't have a fee.
But you wouldn't be able to because your credit's bad, right?
Maybe. Yeah. You know, if you've got bad credit and you want a credit card, the credit card company's juices are going to flow.
Because
they're going to make a lot of money off of you, you know, okay? Then you got to focus on the fundamentals of paying your bill on time every single month. And don't use 100% of your credit. Only use a portion of it.
And pay it off every month.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, obviously the credit score is made up of a whole bunch of different things. It's not just one thing. So what are the percentages of stuff it's made up of?
Well, payment history is the biggest piece of your credit score, and that counts for 35% of the total of your score. So the thing that the lender wants to know is whether you've paid past credit accounts on time. And it's probably the most important factor in your credit score, on-time payments. The next most important thing is how much do you owe? That counts for 30%. So payment history is 35, amount you owe is 30, that's 65%, well over half of your credit scores, just based on those two things.
So the amount owes gets back to that utilization you were talking about earlier.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. How long have you had credit? That counts for 15%. So the longer that you have a credit history, that will increase your score. Now, if you only have 12 months worth of credit history because you just are getting into the credit game and you just got a credit card last year. If you've paid that off every single month, you zero balanced it every month, then the length of history won't hurt you as badly. Okay, it's still affected a little bit, but it's not going to send you down 200 points or anything like that.
So does it also take into account the length of time you've had that particular credit account? Because
yes.
You were talking about how long I've had credit in general, but then it's also how long I've had that account.
Yes, yeah. And you've got multiple accounts, so they meld them together and create an average. And, they got your oldest account, they got the age of the newest account, they kind of average it all out. You know, if you've got more accounts that are older and, you know, a couple accounts that are newer, then, you know, it'll all work out and it'll be good. As long as you're paying them.
Does it consider the type of credit? Like, are credit cards better or worse than mortgages and car loans?
You know, the types of credit you use counts for 10%, but I don't think it hurts you to have just all of one or none of this kind or that kind. You know, they're looking at retail accounts, installment loans, finance company loans, and mortgages. So not everybody has a mortgage. Not everybody has a finance company loan. If you've got a car loan, then you've got an installment loan or a loan for furniture. Retail accounts, that would be your credit cards and your store cards and stuff like that.
What about new credit? Does that hurt you if you start getting a whole bunch of new credit?
If you get a whole bunch of new credit, that's going to represent a risk to the insurance or to the credit reporting companies, because all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch more debt that you could accumulate. But that only lasts for a short period of time, because if you get them and then you don't use the debt, or you get it and you pay the amounts that you charge off, you know, when they're due, then that will pretty quickly not be a hindrance to your, and it only counts for 10% of the total score.
So these stores that offer additional discounts if you sign up for the store credit card, you, as long as you pay it off, the bill comes in, you pay off the balance.
Right. Okay. Doesn't hurt you.
Got it.
Doesn't hurt you.
The temptation is, I can go spend money at that store now because I save
an extra 10% or 20%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful of that temptation and get back to what we talked about earlier, which was self-control.
Self-control. Exactly. So, the typical score rankings are, and everybody that you know, you go on the internet and you look at what's credit scores, you know, itemize your credit scores, and everybody has different numbers. They all go between 350 and 850, but an exceptional score is 800 or above.
That's exceptional in a good sense.
That's exceptional in a good sense. 800 to 850. Very good is 740 to 799. Good is 670 to 739. Fair is 580 to 699. 669? 669. And poor is 579 or lower.
Is there a score that you're okay going to secure a loan for a mortgage? I mean, is 700 the magic number, 600?
You know, some banks are a little bit more liberal than other banks. And if it's not a bank, but it's some other kind of financial institution, then it might be a little bit more liberal.
Okay.
So you just have to kind of shop around.
Got it.
Because the lower your credit score is, the more you're paying in interest.
Yeah, yeah. So our advice to you is pretty simple. Spend less than you make. Pay off your debt as fast as possible. Keep track of your credit reports and your credit score. And if you do that, they'll keep getting better and better. And remember, it's not about the money.
It's about the change.
The change of your heart.
Yes, it is about the change. If you would like to share this or any of our shows with friends or family members, simply go to CompassCatholic.org, scroll down on the homepage to Compass on the Radio, and there you'll also find the show summary. You can see websites or books that we refer to. In this case, we'll have information about those three credit reporting agencies that you can look into. Thanks again for listening. And by the way, we do post a new podcast each and every Wednesday morning. This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries.